Okay, welcome to the second episode of Andy in Real Life. And today I am really excited about this week. It's going to be a super good week. Last week was awesome. Documenting this today, whenever the last episode, since the last episode, I was actually able to give a really awesome public speech for the first time. It was my first public speech. Super awesome. And I'm really looking forward tomorrow to this live event I've been preparing for months. This really cool new project I'm working on at my corporate job, New Skin, and we're doing this separate kind of project that's called 1,000 Words. It's super inspiring to me, actually. I'm really excited. I'll talk about more about that later, in a different episode, and I will definitely share more of that concept later. But yeah, picture is worth 1,000 words. That's all I'll say about it right now. It's really cool. And then last night was so fun. I had a really cool musical jam session with some buddies from my apartment complex. It's really cool. So yeah, it was fun. And I'll put a little clip right after this, or maybe right before this. I don't know. It was like there's some fun clips from the from our little jam session. Just pure creativity, really fun stuff. So just as a quick reminder, this is basically how I'm gonna do this. Is I'm gonna share kind of like documenting a way to which I was just talking about, successes, current struggles, questions that I have, business ideas that I might have, and then what I'm learning, and maybe kind of like the point of my life right now. So that's kind of the table of contents for this episode. I just barely did documenting, so I'm gonna move on to successes, which basically I also shared. I'm really excited for this event tomorrow. I just love the fact that like my day job is like doing something that's fun and exciting and that's actually like doing good in the world and hopefully going to really inspire people. So really excited about that. And before I and then also huge success, first time I ever did a public speech. Like I've done a lot of these like podcasts, I've done a lot of Periscope podcasts, I've done tons of YouTube videos, Facebook lives, tons of like technology types of speeches. I even spoke to like some kind of at-risk high school kids for a little while, once a month for a while, like I don't know, 7 years ago. Anyways, but this was like the first time I was like in an audience. I mean, it looked like TED Talk style, and it was awesome. And I learned a lot from it. So yeah, it was really good though. And I feel like I did a pretty awesome job the first time ever giving a public speech. So yeah, way cool. And before I go to the next one, I just want to make sure the sound is good and make sure this isn't totally blown out of water before I talk about the rest of the stuff. So stay tuned and maybe enjoy a little jingle right after this from our little jam session last night. Okay, it worked. Hooray. So, all right, what I am currently struggling with today and probably the last couple of weeks, gosh, I don't know. I've probably been struggling with this for a while. It goes in and out. no pun intended. But it's my digestion. So, I don't know. Sometimes it's just way off, and I think none of us really none of us really talk about this because it's kind of like a taboo topic, right? Who talks about, what comes out? Not many of us. But this is something I have actually talked about quite a bit on my other podcast, More Happy Life. Ever since Stacy kind of was hospitalized for mental health, I started just looking into digestive issues because we started looking at like how much digestion is a big part of. I read this book called Med Free Bipolar. It was a pretty good book. And it was when I was in like super intense, like try to figure this out mode. I read the entire book in like one day. I mean, it was just like, just let's figure this out. Stacy had been hospitalized for psychosis and received a diagnosis of bipolar one. And so I was trying to figure out, okay, so how are we gonna, what do we do? How do we live with all of this? We're married and we want to stay married, and we have an awesome life. So what can we do now to live with this best? And so I was like really trying to figure that out, and I'll probably talk more about that stuff later in other episodes as well. I'm sure I will. But yeah, it was like I was learning about digestion. I read a book called Gut. I read that book, The Med Free Bipolar. I read a lot of stuff online about digestion and the integral connection between the gut and the brain. And so, anyways, I've been trying to figure out my digestion for a long time, as well as be able to share it with other people. Not my digestion, though. Okay, quick secret about Andy Proctor. So he actually, I signed up for this thing, like, I think the first time I ever tried it was like Christmas 2017. And, cause I was like, I just want to try this. It's called Ubiome, and it's this thing where you basically send in your poop. And then they analyze it, and they actually sequence your microbiome, in a very nerdy way. And then they tell you certain things according to the latest research that is available, which it's a budding field of research, really cool. Not super conclusive yet, but still really cool. And so I like to be a part of science, and I also wanted to try to figure out, hey, is there something that I could find out about my own microbiome, like the little bacteria inside my gut, by sending these guys a sample. So I started doing this, and because we had insurance, we could like send it in for free, and they would do this whole really cool program. And anyways, long story short, they actually give you Amazon gift cards to do this now. So I get paid to poop. so you should try it. Anyways, I've recommended this to a lot of people. I haven't necessarily learned a ton about you myself from this process. I, to be totally honest, have continued to do it because I like to gift cards, and I'm like, hey, why not? No, I've actually learned some things. I even talked to a doctor about it, and it's pretty interesting. On my other podcast, I'm actually going to talk a little bit more about this other one I've tried that's actually not necessarily just about your bacteria, but also about your yeast. So that is probably for another episode, and probably for my completely other podcast. The More Happy Life podcast actually is where I'm going to publish that one. So yeah, anyways, total tangent. My current struggle is digestion, and I'm trying to figure it out. I don't want that to be something that really controls my life. But I worry a lot of times, like often worry about what I eat. Most people worry about what they eat because they're like, oh no, I'm gonna get fat. My metabolism is like, it doesn't let me get fat. I've never ever struggled with that my entire life. I'm 34 years old, and I've never had that issue. I'm sorry if that's something you struggle with. That's a real struggle as well. But for me, it's like, how do I eat food enough to keep myself like energized and like healthy, while not like having like a totally messed up digestive system, which can cause all kinds of things, which I've struggled with, like anxiety and panic and stuff like that. So, something I've tried to figure out. So that's my current struggle right now. If you have any suggestions or thoughts, I'm totally open. My question right now. So a big question I have. I talked to Stacy about this yesterday. It was Sunday. We often talk about this stuff on Sunday. And this is where I kind of am getting a little bit more kind of vulnerable here. And a little bit nervous, but you know what? So here's my question. And this is a religious question. So this is Andy in real life. This is my not just work, not just like entrepreneur stuff, not just like social media strategy, not just like the science of happiness, but like, I'm like I grew up Mormon, I'm a Mormon, and that I've had certain events happen in my life that like just have been really difficult, traumatic, that have made me kind of have a hard time trying to figure out my religious beliefs and like trajectory, I guess you could say. Am I a spiritual person? Absolutely. Like that hasn't changed. But like religiously, there's a lot of cultural and interesting nuances that I have definitely like had a hard time figuring out. So here's my question. How do I develop a personal relationship with God outside the context of how I think about relationships in real life? So that's my question. Like I was reading C.S. Lewis yesterday or the day before, this last couple of weeks. There's this book called A Grief Observed. And it's really good. And it's sad, but it's good. Like it's basically his grieving process after his wife of like 4 years died from like a return of breast cancer. And you know, he was just like, why, like what, you know, he said for him it wasn't as hard to think about like does God not exist as it was to think that like, well, you know, God exists, but what kind of a God do I believe in? And I thought that was really interesting, right? It's like, it's not that like, okay, like he says it's easier to just say like, yeah, God doesn't exist, because then you have to figure all that stuff out. But then if God exists, if there's a God that does exist, that's a God who like creates or allows complete paradoxical events to happen that don't make any sense. I think that's the harder question, is like, do I want to believe in a God like that? And so I'm an optimist and like, I believe in God. I hope for God, I guess. But I don't know how to religiously be devoted to a God who I don't know how to have a personal relationship with. And so that's what I'm trying to figure out. Like, I think about my relationship with Stacy. I think about my relationship with my dad. I think about my relationship with my, like my family, you know, my manager, my friends. Like it's really easy to look at those relationships and just be like, yeah, like you get together, you know, you can kind of like think of like kind of the birth of relationships, right? You meet, you talk to each other. It's like, oh, cool, we have some things in common. That's interesting. Nah. And then you kind of like go to the next level and you're like, oh, that's so cool that you also like to play music. You're a musical person. Wow, so am I. You know, and then it's like, hey, maybe we should get together and like play some music sometime. That would be super cool. I love music. So then you get together and you do it again, and then like you play music together, and then you're like, you know, and you just like, you start to like get to know each other more, you know, and you get to know each other by being vulnerable, but not just a one-sided vulnerability of like, hey, I'm struggling with this thing, or like, hey, gosh, like I need a ride to the hospital. I think I'm having an appendicitis attack or whatever. I don't know. I'm having a hard day. Like, do you want to just go get lunch? You know? And like, for me, it's just hard to like have that with God right now, because it's like, God like doesn't just like say, hey, I was thinking about you. Like, can I take you to lunch? And, like I would totally do that to him, especially if I could like go, like if he could reciprocate, you know. But it's just like hard to have like this reciprocal relationship with a God who I'm just kind of unsure of his personality. And I have little glimpses from the scriptures, and I'm like, I'll tell you what, like I've studied the scriptures probably more than I don't know. Not more than like my Orthodox Jewish rabbi friend in Jerusalem, Adam, but like, or probably not more than like my dad or like, certain people who are like religious leaders. But like, I've written a page about every single chapter in the entire Book of Mormon. Like, that was a project. It took me like 7 years to do. Like, I like studied at the Jerusalem Center, like the Bible, like both the New and the Old Testament. Like, I'm not an expert, like, I don't have like a PhD or anything like that. I haven't written any like exegeses on each verse of the New Testament. But like, I've studied the scriptures, long story short. And yeah, the scriptures definitely are something that I can go back to and like reinterpret and relearn. I'm definitely open to that, and I truly love, like, from a historical standpoint, like an artistic standpoint, scriptural, spiritual standpoint, I love the scriptures, like the Bible. I am fascinated by the history of the making of the Bible. And the Book of Mormon, like, I think is really fascinating. I do sometimes struggle with like revelation right now, and this concept of like receiving a message from God, only because of what Stacy and I experienced with the fact that like she had a psychotic episode, which was very similar to revelation, or to these kind of theophanies, or kind of these grand revelations. So I don't like talking about those sometimes, only because I know that there's a lot of sensitive ears out there. And that's why I've kind of gone into not like hiding, but just I haven't really talked about it as much at church, which is where I feel like it could be talked about. But I'm afraid to kind of be like the the poison in the chapel or something like that. I don't know. And I've talked to some people about this, but I just wanted to, this is Andy in real life. And yeah, that's kind of my question right now. That was like really long, but wow. That's a question that I definitely think about every time I say a prayer, which is at least twice a day. Every time I go to church, every time I think about anything that has to do with religion or spirituality, that's a question that comes up. And are there good things about spirituality? Absolutely. And about religion? Man, yes. I mean, go listen to my other podcast, The More Happy Life. Like, I talk about this all the time about how, being a part of, or just read the Blue Zones book, right? Like, the research shows that, like, being a part of a religious community and being tight-knit within that religious community can give you, like, 14 years of extra life. Like, science, not just spirit, not just religion, like, that's science. Like, that's social science at its best. So, I want to be a part of religion, but I don't feel comfortable right now. Just completely honestly, I just don't feel comfortable with it. So that's where I'm at. And the last couple things on a lighter note. So I constantly have business ideas, So this, I just feel like, I'm just going to talk about them here on my little podcast. Because at least it feels like I'm doing something with them, even though most of them I don't really do anything with, but I just have a ton of ideas. So this is an idea that I've had for a while. A couple years ago, I started trying to figure out how to build an Instagram account, and I succeeded. I mean, at least I've succeeded to a point where I felt pretty great about it, which was 10,000 followers, which is where you can, like, well, on Instagram, where you can kind of do the swipe up thing on stories. You can, I don't know, people, it's just a cool number, I guess. I don't know, 10,000. Wow, super cool. And that happened like in November or something of 2017, which was about a year after I started it. And ever since then, I've been like, man, I think it'd be cool to start, or to like teach people how to do this. And a lot of people have actually asked me, "Hey, how did you do it?" And have not even just asked me, that like paid me hundreds of dollars to like teach them how to figure out or how to build their Instagram account. And right now, part of my job is like, well, not for New Skin, but like just part of it is helping them to create trainings of how to teach other people how to, you know, distributors how to grow their following. So that's my current business idea. Right now, I'm actually probably just going to create this like super quick and dirty, like this is how I did it, not like fancy schmancy or cool branding or anything like that. Just really simple course, online course, video course on like how to do it. How did I do it? And it's really easy. So that'll be coming soon. So that's my current business idea. And then what I'm learning, I think, right now is I just love being happy. I love enjoying life today. It's better than working to enjoy life in a year or 2 years or 10 years. Like thinking about, oh, what am I working for in the future? That's, to me, that's not, it's like you've got to enjoy right now too. And if you, and here's is I think what this whole podcast, this episode right now is about, is like the whole point is like you want to have these like mile markers in your life that you can be like, yeah, I graduated from college, or I just got a promotion, or I bought my first house, or I don't know, like I built a Instagram following, or did an online course, or have a YouTube channel, or you know, created a like really cool new movement, whatever, like whatever it is that you are super excited about doing. Make sure that the process of getting there, not just the thing that you can like put up on your little shelf, you know, trophy wise or ribbon wise or whatever, but the thing that you're doing is enjoyable. The process, make sure that the process is enjoyable, because for me, what I believe is that the process is the project itself. Like if you don't enjoy the process of doing it, then I don't think you should actually go towards that thing. Well, I mean, that's definitely something that can be debated, because there's a lot of things like learning Spanish, or like learning, I in the future, I want to learn how to play the cello. And that's definitely not going to be enjoyable to like figure out how to like play, get the scales and like do, I don't know, all that stuff, like even like the pain that comes from like your shoulder and like holding up the bow and the cello and all that stuff. Like there will definitely be processes that are not enjoyable for the sake of the process. And yes, like then like eventually practicing enough, you'll be able to get to the point where it's like, wow, this is enjoyable. But I just think that like the process is the project. Like I think that you should enjoy life today. And so, yeah, that's what I'm learning right now, is I love enjoying just like today. And I've been really, really trying to work on just trying to enjoy today, even though like tomorrow there's a really cool event, or like in the future, like I'm going to buy a house, you know, with Stacy, and like, we're going to do this, like, you know, certification program for positive psychology. And that's so cool. And like, we're traveling to Europe, like in a month from now almost. And like really cool things to look forward to. Anticipation is really important. But I think today I really enjoy the process of talking through all this stuff. I really enjoy the process of podcasting, of creation. Last night when we were just making music for fun, like it was the process that we enjoyed. We're probably not going to publish that, though I probably will put the little jingle on this at the first, maybe, or the end. I don't know. We'll figure it out. Anyways, thanks so much for listening. This is just my life. This is just Andy in real life. So hope you have a wonderful day. And until next time, yeah, have a good one. Thanks for listening.